Title: Switch Ups Without Losing Groove for DJ Friendly Sets Advanced. Alright, let's talk about one of the most important skills in drum and bass arrangement. Switch ups that make the track feel alive, but still DJ friendly. Because here's the problem. If you don't switch it up, it feels like a loop. But if you switch up the wrong things, the groove collapses, the mix becomes confusing, and DJs can't trust where the one is. Our goal today is variation without wrecking the roll. In this lesson, you're going to build a 64-bar section, laid out as four 16-bar blocks. And inside that, you'll create two clean switch-ups. First, a drum switch-up that keeps the classic snare on 2 and 4 rock solid. Second, a bass and texture switch-up that feels like a new chapter, but keeps the sub foundation stable and the phrase lengths predictable. Let's set this up the way a DJ would want it from the start. Set your tempo in a 172 to 176 range. I'm choosing 174. Time signature is 4/4. Now, in arrangement view, set your grid to 1 bar for structure. You can always zoom in later and switch to 1/16 or 1/32 when you start doing micro edits. Drop locators every 8 bars. This is the difference between cool track and easy to mix track. Name them something like intro 16, drop A1, drop A2, drop A3. Even though we're focusing on the drop section today, those locator habits will save you later. Quick teacher note, predictable phrase length does not make your music boring. It makes it usable. The creativity lives inside the block, not in randomly changing how long the block is. Now we build what I call the anchor groove. This is the part you do not betray. In rolling DNB, the anchor groove is basically kick placement that feels consistent, snare locked on beat 2 and beat 4, and sub that has a stable rhythm and envelope feel, even if the mid bass is doing gymnastics. So in Ableton, group your drums. Command or Control G, name the group drums. Inside that group, keep it organized: a kick track, a snare track, a tops and percussion bus, and optionally a break layer if you like that grit. On your drums group, add a simple, stock chain that holds everything together. Blue compressor, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on if you like it. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not destruction. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere like 3 to 8%. Keep boom low, like 0 to 10%, because we're making DJ-friendly low end, not a sub blur. Push transients up a bit, plus 5 to plus 15, especially if you know you're going to add busy hats later. Then EQ 8 as needed. Don't get fancy. Just keep the low end clean. Here's the core rule for the entire lesson. Your switch-ups can get wild in the tops and mids, but the kick and snare relationship should read instantly. If someone drops your tune into a blend, they should know where the backbeat is without thinking. Next, create what I call a switch-up lane. This is a pro workflow move because it stops you from doing random edits all over the place. Take your main drum clips, MIDI or audio, and duplicate them across the full 64 bars, A1, A2, A3, A4, everything stable, all the way through. Now add two new tracks, one called Switch Tops for Hats, Shakers, Rides, Extra Perk Loops, and one called Switch FX for Impacts, Reverses, Noise Sweeps, and Controlled Fills. The mental model is, the bass groove is your spine. The switch lanes are your outfit changes. Same person, different energy. Now switch up number 1, drum variation that keeps the roll. The goal is to change the feel without changing the dance instructions. Start with hats. Change density, not pulse. In A1, maybe you're doing steady 1/16 closed hats, pretty straight, or with a tiny bit of swing. In A2, you can add an offbeat open hat, or a shaker layer that sits behind it. If you use the groove pool, be careful. Try a subtle swing like MPC 16 swing 55 to 58. The key move is, apply swing to hats and percussion, not to your kick and snare. Most of the time, the moment you swing the snare, you've started hiding the grid. Also, use velocity like it's part of the rhythm. Accent every second or fourth hat. Randomize slightly, like plus or minus 5 to 10, so it breathes. Teacher tip. If your hats feel flat, don't immediately add more notes. First try making the same notes feel more human with velocity and tiny tonal movement. For tonal movement, add an auto filter on hats with a small envelope amount, like 5 to 10%. No LFO. That makes the hats subtly speak without getting loud. Or add a saturator, soft sine curve. Drive 2 to 4 dB for presence. Now ghost notes. This is where you can get jungle energy without messing up the main snare. Add low velocity snare ghosts either 1/16 before the main snare or between snares. Keep them quiet, like 12 to 24 dB lower than your main snare. Put ghosts on their own track if you can. That's not overkill, it's control. High pass them with a Q8 around 180 to 250 HE, so they don't step on the body of the main snare or the bass region. Now the DJ-friendly microfill. Place it where DJs expect information, at bar 8 or bar 16 boundaries. Choose either the last one beat of bar 8, or the last two beats of bar 16. Try not to fill across the downbeat unless you really mean to, because that downbeat is your reset point for mixing. A safe fill is a quick 1/16th snare roll for the last half bar, rising into the next phrase. To make it feel like a moment, automate utility up about 1.5 dB into the impact. Add a touch of redux if you want grit, extremely subtle. Downsample 1-2, dry slash wet 10-20%, and automate a small reverb just for the fill, like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and then close it back down immediately. Key point. The next downbeat must hit clean. That's the mix spine. Now switch up number 2, bass and texture change, while keeping sub stable. This is the big one for DJ-friendly drops. The crowd should feel new section, but a DJ should still feel safe blending over it. Split your bass into two tracks, sub and mid. SUB is a pure sine or triangle, steady notes, minimal movement. MID is the res, growl, whatever character layer. That's where you rephrase, automate, and do call and response. On sub, use operator, oscillator on sine. Attack basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds depending on how rolling your groove is. Then EQ8 low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Then utility with bass mono on, width at 0%. Optional saturator, 1 to 3 dB drive, just enough for translation on smaller speakers, but don't turn it into fuzz. Now on MID. Use wavetable or analog. Add auto filter with cutoff automation rhythmically. Add saturator, or roar if you have it, to give bite. Then EQ8 to carve space. A lot of times the area around 180 to 250 Hz is sensitive, because it can mess with snare weight and bass clarity. Now how to arrange the MID switch up without making a new song. Inside your 16 bar blocks, think in call and response. A1. Main riff. A2. Riff plus an answer phrase. Maybe the rhythm changes, but the roots are familiar. A3. Same notes, but now the filter rhythm changes. That's a huge perceived change with minimal musical risk. A4. You can do a 2-bar halftime illusion in the mid layer only, while the drums stay full DNB. Then snap back. That snap back is a crowd moment. Important rule, keep your sub-note rhythm consistent for mix stability. If you're going to do a dropout moment, drop mids and tops, not the sub foundation. Here's a DJ-proof dropout trick. For 1 bar, automate MID utility gain down to minus infinity. Keep the sub going. Keep the snare, or at least a clear snare marker. Add a noise riser that's high-passed so it doesn't touch the low end. Then slam the MID back in on bar 1 of the next phrase. It's dramatic, but still mixable. Now let's talk impact discipline. This is the secret sauce to switch-ups that don't feel messy. Every 8 or 16 bars, give a clear impact, but don't overstack it. A simple impact stack can be a short impact sample, maybe a very short sub hit, but be careful, because that can fight the subline and mess with a DJ blend. Reverse cymbal, noise swoosh that's high passed. And if you use reverb tails, print them to audio and fade them so they don't smear into the next downbeat. If you want to keep reverbs big but not messy, put reverb on a return, and then after it add a gator filtering trick so the tail gets controlled. Also, sidechain your reverb return with a compressor keyed from the snare. That keeps the backbeat readable. Now let's lay out the blueprint for the 64 bars. Bars 1 to 16, A1. Establish the groove. Minimal variation. Make it the cleanest, most readable version. Bars 17 to 32, A2. Switch up 1. Tops change. Ghosts come in, and you can do a small fill at the very end of bar 32. Bars 33 to 48, A3, switch up 2. Mid-bass rephrase or automation changes. Drums stay. Bars 49 to 64, A4, combine both switch-ups, but then simplify the last two bars to set up whatever comes next. And that simplify the last two bars thing is not optional if you want it DJ-friendly. Those last two bars are your signpost. Remove hats, or pull the mid-bass back, so the next phrase feels bigger when it hits. Now I want to give you a couple advanced coach moves that make this feel pro. First, protect the mix spine with a quick A/B check. Make locators for A1 and for the switch-up block, like A2 or A3. Loop 8 bars at a time and ask yourself, if I was beat matching this, do I instantly hear the 1, and do I instantly hear the snare on 2 and 4? If not, it's usually because your snare transients got masked by busy tops, or the hat grid got too syncopated. Second, contrast budgeting. In any 16-bar block, pick one major change: rhythm or spectral brightness or density or space. Everything else should support that one change. This keeps the track feeling like one drop that evolves, not like four unrelated drops. Third, transient priority. If you make your switch up busier, automate drum bus transients slightly up on the drum group during the dense section. That's how you keep the snare reading through the clutter without turning the whole drum group louder. Fourth, freeze your downbeats. Avoid doing weird edits exactly on bar 1 unless they reinforce bar 1. A safer pattern is to do your weirdness on beat 4 or 4 and then let bar 1 be clean and undeniable. Now a few advanced variation ideas you can steal immediately. Try micro-late hats. Keep kick and snare perfectly quantized. Then nudge hats and shakers slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. You get pocket and swagger, but the grid stays rigid for DJs. Try a phase rotation switch up. Duplicate your hat clip and shift the entire clip 1/16th earlier for a 2, but keep the accent pattern the same. It sounds like a new pattern, but the backbeat stays obvious. Try a negative fill. Instead of adding a roll, remove hats and percussion for the last one beat. Keep kick, snare, sub. Add a short impact. It feels huge and it's almost zero risk. And for bass call and response, try doing it with processing, not notes. Copy the same mid-bass phrase into two lanes. One is clean and forward. The other is telephone. Band pass, more distortion, maybe a shorter room. Alternate every two bars. The riff is identical, but it feels like a conversation. Now let's avoid the common mistakes that kill DJ friendliness. Do not move the snare or disguise 2 and 4 during switch-ups. Do not change sub behavior during fills. That low-end wobble will fight the incoming track. Do not add too many new sounds at once. Switch-ups should feel like a controlled upgrade. Do not let reverb or delay tails smear across phrase boundaries. This audio version is shortened for playback.